ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters bismillah taala inshallah we will talk about I want to remind myself anew the one of the biggest challenges of parenting is the issue of being able to inspire your children. Recently I've had few people coming and talking to me about this, and I think that's a very critical issue that modern parents are facing, and this is true Muslim or otherwise, and this is true across the globe, and that is how do you inspire your children. We live in a world today which is of course of our own creation, we made it like this, a world that is almost exclusively focused on material things, where the single point of reference as far as achievement is concerned is money. The moment you talk about great achievers, we always give names of people who have money, nothing else. Even those people who have money and who are doing good things, we refer to them because of their money. For example, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are doing a lot of work with regard to, you know, in the area of healthcare and so on and so on. But when somebody quotes Bill Gates as an achiever, what are they talking about? His net worth. That's it. I've never heard anyone quote Bill Gates as a person to emulate with regard to charity. Warren Buffett, what are you talking about net worth? And of course, you have, and then in the same breath, we take the names of the likes of Mukesh Ambani, which is which is a joke. But anyway, point is that single point of reference is net worth. Meaning, not net worth as in taqwa, or not net worth as in knowledge, net worth as in money, no matter how you got it, no matter what you do with it. Also, what has happened is that if you look at how times have changed, things that were aspirational when I was a teenager today are not aspirational at all, they're normal. For example, I never had these aspirations because I was more interested in hunting and fishing and horse riding, but things like owning a car, I'm not talking about Mercedes and so on, a car. Owning a car. We used to have the choice between two, Ambassador and Fiat. So owning a car was an aspiration. Today it's not an aspiration anymore. It's a normal thing. Especially children from affluent families, they have not seen a carless life. Never. There always was a car. For most people, it was not one car, but you always had more than one car in the house. Nothing new for them. They never had a situation where they never had a car. And never had a car, not in, the car is not there now, go find, no, there is no car. There is no car. How do you go to some place? You go by, you walk or you cycle or something. I mean, there is no other way of going to some place. Or catch a bus, God forbid. If you say catch a bus now today, they will have a fit. So the point is that it's not aspiration anymore. So also, television, I mean, we never had television, thank God for that, but today, a flat screen LCD TV is normal. Maybe a Blu-ray is kind of aspirational, but I don't know how much of that is aspirational also, right? So, the things that money can buy are things which children, especially from affluent homes, they already have. So, what do they aspire for? I mean, I have many times young people come to me and saying, I have no goal in life. What goal should I have? So, my standard response is, your goal should be to come and be my servant for the rest of your life. I think it's a great goal. You know, why not? And if you don't think that's a great goal, then how am I supposed to tell you what should be your goal in life? So it's like saying, you know, go get a life. It's like go get a goal. One strategy I suggest to them is, I say to them that think of something that interests you, and I mean, I don't know, I am in my old age getting very shockable. If I say what interests you, I have many young people telling me nothing interests you. What are you interested in? Nothing. And they are being serious. I mean, the fact that they come to me is something that I am happy about, but I'm also very sad. Here's a young person in their teens, in their 20s, who have no goal, who has no goal, who has who doesn't really, is not really interested in anything. Total bankruptcy of, you know, thought and bankruptcy of, I mean, I can still remember, I am totally and completely passionate about so many things. There's not as interested. I mean, wildlife, I like nothing better than to go and roast in the forest in the summer, just for the chance of getting a good photograph of a green bee eater or something. I mean, I don't think that's crazy. I think I love it. I enjoy doing it. I spend a lot of time, money and energy doing that to get to some place. Because from Hyderabad, unless you drive 500 kilometers, there is no forest. That's what we've done to our environment. But a lot of young people, they're not interested. So you say, what are you interested? They're not interested. Now, where do you go from here? And the big reason there, in my view, I'm not trying to dump all the blame on the parents, but the fact is that parents are not inspirational. This is the problem. And seriously, the question to the parents who are listening to this one is to say, sit down and write for yourself on a piece of paper, what is inspirational about you with respect to your children? What about you do you think inspires your children? And once you've written that down, go and show it to your children. Tell me, give me some honest feedback. Does this inspire, I think this is about me inspires you. Is it true? Tell me the truth. Is it really true? Now, if you take our life, some parents, they complain. They say, my small children, they go to the Maulvi Sahib to study Quran, and the Maulvi Sahib tells them this and that, and some people say some vague things. And the child comes back home and he says, I cannot sit next to a Hindu. Or he goes to the school and he says to his Hindu friend, whose Hindu friend also is 6 years old, he says, you will go to Jahannam. Now that Hindu friend goes and tells his mother, my friend told me I will go to the hellfire. The mother tells the teacher, it creates all kinds of complications. Now where did you get this from? From the Maulvi Sahib. My point is, why is your 6 year old child being taught by a Maulvi? What is he learning? He is learning to read Quran. How come the mother or the father cannot teach the child to learn Quran, to read Quran? They cannot teach the child to read Quran because they don't know how to read the Quran. And not only do they not know how to read the Quran, okay, so you never learned, it's okay. Now can you learn? Why don't you go to the Maulvi? Why don't you go and learn how to read Quran from the Imam or whoever it is that teaching? And then you teach your children. Now, how are the children supposed to be inspired when you, the father, are an ATM machine and you, the mother, are a card? I mean, how inspiring is an ATM card? But that's exactly what parents have reduced themselves to. The father's job, go to work, find the money. The mother's job, make sure the parathas are good and the dam ka khima is good or whatever is good, and ensure those kids are fed. How inspiring is that? Especially for children who are getting it routinely every day, they don't have to bother about it. How many children actually thank their mother for cooking a good meal? And they don't do that because they never saw the father doing it. They never saw the father thank the mother for making a great meal. So they don't do it. So if the parents are not inspirational for the children, today I think this is a very, very major issue. It's a huge issue. And it's one of the major issues why a lot of the so-called millennial generation is uninterested in things and, you know, not aspirational. And they really don't even, not even interested in careers, and highly flaky and vague people. And that the reason for that is the fact that parents are completely uninspirational. So if you ask the kids, what is inspirational about your father or your mother? Are they learned? Do you like to listen to their recitation of Quran, for example? I'm talking about Muslim people. He says, the boy says, I never heard my father recite Quran. How will I like or not like? I never heard my mother recite Quran. His whole life, he's never heard them. Yeah. I sometimes say that if you die, what memories will your children have of you? My father used to go to office. That's a memory. My mother used to go to the kitchen. That's a memory. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. What memories are you leaving behind for your children? Ajeeb ek zindagi ko azab bana li. I mean, it's like gir, you know, running around every day for nothing, and those kids fire. And that is the reason why now we need inspiration, whether it's you, me, whoever. So if the inspiration is not in the house, where does the child find the inspiration? Outside. And you know and I know what is outside. Yeah, and then you blame the child because, you know, he's going astray, he's going here, he's going there, he's running behind this. What else will he do? You have no inspiration in the house. So the child looks up to you for what? Nothing. So he looks up to whoever he looks up to. Whether it's his friend, whether it is, footballers or God knows who. So seriously, we have to, I am requesting the parents who are listening to this one, sit down and take stock of your life and say, what is inspirational about me for my children? Take a piece of paper, write it down, show it to the children and say, this is what I think is inspirational about me. Do you think so? Do you agree? And for the children, for God's sake, speak the truth. Don't try to butter up your parents by saying, oh, wow, you're so inspirational. You know, I get my food on time. No, don't do that. Be honest and truthful. And see how you can, through your own life, because the reason I'm saying is that those kids today, so-called kids, they will be parents tomorrow. And what exactly are you going to do? Today you can look down on your father or mother, which is not a great thing to do, but even if you do, tomorrow you're going to be in exactly the same position. Then what? So it's a very good idea to take stock and to ask yourself, how am I inspirational? The way of being inspirational, take the Sahaba for example. Who do you think was the great inspiration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu? Who do you think was the great inspiration of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha? Who was the great inspiration for the children of the Sahaba? First and foremost, their own parents. I mean, other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their own parents, each one of them was a great inspiration for them. Why? Because they learned Quran from them. They learned the Sunnah from them. They learned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life from them. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, his son, he says that our father used to gather us together and we used to sit and he used to tell us about the maghazi, about the ghazwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is inspirational. That is inspirational to learn the deen from your parents, to talk about your, and not only Islam, I'm talking about my father used to, and my mother, they used to sit routinely in Sanat Nagar, in that house, as you know. We used to sit outside, especially in the summer, in the evening, and he would recite for us Allama Iqbal's poetry. And we would listen to the poetry, and then my mother, when she found us looking at our face, when we, you know, looked like a bit vague, because some of that poetry is difficult to understand, my mother would do the tashri. She would explain the meaning of some of those words. And till today, I remember that. I find it hugely inspirational, both the poetry as well as the fact that the parents took the time. They used to sit and they used to spend time with us. And not just spend time as in being bodily present, looking at a phone or, looking at the TV. That is useless. I mean, what's the point of a warm body on a sofa? Your presence must do something.
Quality time.
I mean, your presence must do something. Otherwise, what's the point of that? Your father is in the house. Yeah, he's in the house. Like the sofa is in the house. Oh, what good is that? How inspirational is the sofa? So seriously, we have to ask ourselves as parents, what are we doing? So as I'm saying, you know, not that our parents always sat and gave us lectures. No, but they did this. Then we would go anytime there was some lecture or something. And nowadays, there weren't any lecture. Except for, you know, some festival occasion or something. Otherwise, normally, Jummah was Jummah. There was no other Islamic lectures. That culture wasn't there. But once in a while, something would be there, some lecture or something. My father would make sure, me and my brother, he would take us and we would go and we would sit in the masjid and listen to all of this. And then he would come back, then he would ask, Kasige, what did you learn? My father would bring books and he would give us books. Then he would say, read. Then after we read the book, then he would say, okay, what did you get from this book? And he would say, don't tell me what the author wrote. I know what the author, I read the book before you. You tell me, what did you get from this book? Now, do we have this kind of conversation with our children? Then how is this inspiration going to come? From where? So seriously, I remind myself and you, and in this case, I remind you, because Allah has made me free from all of these masaib of this dunya. Wala. I ask Allah to make me free from masaib of the akhir also. So, seriously ask yourself this question and say, how can I become inspirational for my children? It's never too late. Believe me, it's never, never, never too late. And so don't think that, you know, I never did it all, now my children are grown up. No, let them be grown up, let them be anything. Start now. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that ability. So make sure that you first take stock and say that, am I inspirational? Check with your customers. Do they think you are inspirational? And then do what it takes. And what does it take? It takes learning. It takes effort. It takes thinking of others. It takes compassion. It takes things to ensure, if you have no passion, others will have no passion. So you, what are you passionate about? So make sure that those are the things that are good for the dunya wal akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help in this process. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.